have made shipwreck. I want to talk to you for a few moments of time here tonight on making shipwreck. Making shipwreck. Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we're so thankful for your spirit that we feel in this house tonight, for your presence that's came in here, the different ones that have been touched. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit, for the freedom of the moving of the Holy Ghost, for those that you have spoken to through your spirit, God. Lord, knowing this is an apostolic church where you're free to do that, Lord. It's not strange to us. We do believe in, Lord, the moving and the operation of your spirit. And we know that you've done that tonight. Now, Lord, we're here at this juncture. Lord, and if I'm going against my better judgment as a man to do this. But, Father, I feel prompted. I pray that somehow you would take these few feeble words that I have to say. Help me to help somebody tonight that's on their way to shipwreck tonight. They're sitting in this house. And they either are shipwrecked or they're on their way to being shipwrecked. Help me, God, to give them a little bit of a caution and a warning tonight. Do that, Father. And I'll give your name the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Probably not going to preach all that long. But you would have to be living in another world, be blind, deaf, and mute, not to know about this cruise ship that sank on the coast of Italy. It's been on my mind somewhat. Been listening to the radio and hearing the different reports about this ship. What amazed me so much was the pictures. I couldn't get over the pictures. See that big, huge ship laying on its side. And I don't know how good I am at distance-wise. My goodness, the ship didn't hardly look any further from here to the highway, to the coast. I mean, it was right there. In one picture, it showed a lighthouse. That lighthouse couldn't have been. The farthest would have been a mile away from that ship laying on its side. Talking about a ship that has all of the most modern technology. And in them are sensors that detect land. And lighthouse there with light shining. Letting the captain and those that would be in charge to know that you're entering a danger zone. But I'm told that the wreck of this multi-million dollar ship was all a result of human error. Where they forgot the sensoring and the technology that would be warning them that they heard on the radio that this ship went by there every week. It was not a virgin journey. It was not the first time it had been by there. It was not something that it every once in a while that it went by. But every week that ship would go by this same place. And without any kind of incident, some 4,200 folks on this boat. And with all of the modern, all of the, there was no reason for this ship to sink. And it sank so fast, it just didn't take very long. They heard the noise and the rip. And the ship was tilting to one side, falling on the side. And I don't know exactly how many so far has been determined to be dead. The number raises nearly every time that we listen to it. Some are missing. And it was a cavalier attitude of a captain. There was nothing wrong with the warning system on the ship. There was nothing foreign that the man did not know the area. But it was cavalier. He just, sometimes we think we just know better than we know. Something in him, he wanted to sail a little closer to the shore. And I heard someone said that he was complaining that these reefs that the ship hit and sank the ship was not on the map. And they said they didn't have any need for them reefs to be on the map because they were too close to the shore. He should have never been that close to the shore. There's nothing wrong with the ship. There was nothing wrong with the alert system. There was nothing wrong with the lighthouse. But the cavalier attitude, even just where they could blow the horn for somebody on the shore to hear, caused the death of these folks. And the sinking of this multi-million dollar ship. You know what? It was a wreck that should have never happened. When the Titanic sank, they did not have the technology that we have today. They had no idea, amen, of the danger that lurked there, amen, with that glacier that was underneath, amen, that body of water. But the reason that this ship sank is because, amen, the pilot or the captain got too close to the shore. He became too careless. Oh yes, he became too careless. He became too careless. Yes, he did. He became too careless with that was entrusted him. Amen. And now he is under house arrest today and probably will wind up, amen, with some serious charges. Amen. Of manslaughter or reckless homicide in his life just simply because he became too careless and got too close to the shore. I come to tell somebody tonight, amen, you stay in the water where you ought to be. And there's no chance, amen, of you running across the reef. Amen, the news said that he was 4 miles off. 4 miles off. Amen, the sensor would tell him he was 4 miles off. Amen, the machines there and the gauges would tell him he was 4 miles off. The lighthouse would tell him he was 4 miles off. But he paid no attention to the gauges. He didn't pay any attention to the lighthouse. He was cavalier in his attitude. And the unthinkable, amen, took place in his life. And his folks, innocent people, amen, that are dead tonight because somebody was too careless at the helm of that ship. Are you hearing me tonight? There's folks sitting in this house tonight. Amen, the light is going out from the lighthouse. That Holy Ghost gauge in your soul is telling you you're too close to the shore. You're too close to the shore. You're too close to the shore. The lighthouse is saying you're too close to the shore. You're off course. You're too close to the shore. But if you're so cavalier that you won't listen to the gauge, now. And when you will pay any attention to the lighthouse, you're going to see. Amen. 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 Folks get in a horrible shape spiritually. And they feel like they can sail on. Amen. The gauge is telling them, you're too close. You're too close. You're too close. The lighthouse is beaming out. You're too close. You're too close. Amen. But they're saying, well, I believe I'll take a chance. Amen. I'm kind of familiar with these waters. And I sail by here every day. And I've never got in trouble before. But probably if the truth was known, there'd been a lot of times this captain had probably got closer than he should. But he never had got this close before. And there's folks sitting in this house tonight. You've already got too close. You've already been by here before. And you've been closer to the shore than you ought to be. But the lighthouse is blinking tonight. You're too close to the shore. You're not going to survive. You're not going to make it. And you can get an attitude in you about the preacher and the church. Amen. And the saints of God. Amen. You can put it on everybody but you. But it's nobody's problem but yours. Amen. If you're lost, it's going to be nobody. It's not going to be mama. It's not going to be daddy. It's not going to be your husband. It's not going to be your wife. It's not going to be a friend. It's not going to be somebody that mistreated you in the church. It's not going to be somebody that talked about you. It's not going to be somebody that lied on you. It's not going to be nobody but you. The lighthouse is sending out the light. You're too close to the shore. If you climb into the captain's seat, you'd see the gauges are going crazy. You can't see it. That water's got the reef covered, and it looks like it's safe. But underneath that peaceful, tranquil-looking water is a reef that is going to sink your ship. Amen. That reef, young ladies, may be some sinner boy. Amen. That reef, young man, may be some sinner girl. Amen. That reef, saint of God, amen, may be some root of bitterness. It may be some unforgiveness. Oh, yes. Amen. That reef may be some worldliness, amen, that you've not conquered in your soul. Amen. But you're too close to the shore. I'm screaming at you tonight. Amen. Turn the helm of the ship. You're too close. You're too close. You're too close! You'd watch the gauges. The bells are going off. Bells are going off. You can get used to them. In my van, I've got a deal where you put in reverse. Shows a screen, shows what's behind you. And if there's anything that's close to you, that bell will go ding, 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 ding. You know, you can get so used to that, that the sensors picked up something there. But maybe you can't see it on that screen. And you may not look behind and can see it in your naked eye, but something's going ding, 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 ding. There are folks that are sitting in this house tonight. That the Holy Ghost in your soul had been going ding, 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 ding. But you've looked around and you can't really see anything. You feel like everything's all right. Well, I've got pretty close before, and I've escaped. But this time what you don't know, underneath that water is a reef that's going to do your ship in. You're not going to survive. You're going to become a casualty of your own doings. You'll become a casualty of your own doings. This man, this pilot, his captain, he's liable to wind up in prison. never going to captain on a ship again. And you know what? He is a casualty of his own doings. But at least he is alive. The innocents are the ones that has died. I've seen folks do stupid stuff. Set their children on a path that caused them to wind up drowned. Drowned in the cold sea of the world. Because their parents got off course. They were too casual. The gauges was going off. The lighthouse was there. But they was too daring. They was too carefree. If you play chicken with the devil, you're going to lose. Because he's not going to duck. There's folks that are sitting here tonight. You're on your road to a spiritual collision. Feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Those young ladies that's sitting in, you hear me. Those young ladies that's sitting in this house tonight, you hear me. And if you don't change the direction that you're going right now, within a year's time, you're out of here. And the world is going to chew you up and spit you out. You're going to be addicted to drugs. And you're going to spend the rest of your life. You hear me? You're going to spend the rest of your life living in regret. Because you're too cavalier. I've been this close before and it didn't. Oh, kandabo shandabaya. I've been this close before and it hadn't affected me. Yeah, but there's a reef. There's a reef! Your gauges have been going off. It's been telling you you need to pray. It's been telling you you need to stir yourself up. It's been telling you you need to consecrate your life. But you hadn't paid any attention. You're moving right along. You're moving right along. The lighthouse is shining here 3 times a week. The light that can move, 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 move. You're going to crash. Move! But tonight, the great admiral of this navy is shouting out an alarm. Turn the ship. Turn the ship. The difference between you and that ship, you take a humongous ship like that, you don't turn it on a dime. And if you're in trouble and you go to turn it, it's already too late. But here, you can turn your ship around. You don't have to make shipwreck. They'll come help me. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. There's folks here tonight in trouble. Holy Ghost is telling me, folks here tonight in trouble. There's homes here tonight that's in trouble. The gauges going off. It's been going off for some time. Danger, danger, danger. Danger, danger, danger. But you sailed right past it. You've not paid it no mind. Lighthouse is blinking. Get away. Get away. Get away. Get away. Don't come here. Get away. You can say in your heart, well, I'm pretty sharp. I've made it so far. I believe I can make it. But you've never passed this close before.